So, what have I learnt this week? This maddest of weeks that has been thrust upon us. Well, I've learnt about friendship. I've learnt about communities. I've learnt about hope. I've learnt about perspective. I've learnt that even when the shit really does hit the fan, like anything in life, you have a choice. My week started out brilliantly. Looking forward to working with Pioneer House in Withenshaw with 10 students, special needs students, autism, behavioural challenges, learning difficulties. Working on a project about shifting the mindset of employers, not just in Greater Manchester, but in the UK, to make them realise that disabled people, and particularly mentally disabled people, still have a place in the future workforce. They're not hassle. It doesn't cost a great deal of money to adapt the workplace. It just needs understanding. So that was my week, was working with some incredible young people to give them an opportunity, to give them hope. So 15 minutes before landing on Monday, rug pulled. You can't come in. Why not? Because you're external. All visitors banned from now on. So that for me was kind of like the start of the waterfall. A trickle turned into a cascade as client after client after client cancelled work. By the end of Tuesday, my diary was completely empty. A diary that I'd worked really hard on with others, with other training providers. I was busy. I was on target to have probably my busiest year to date. So to lose so much work in such a short space of time hurt. Of course it did. But it didn't hurt for long, because there was nothing that I could do about it. There was no blame to be attached. It just happened. My decision, sorry, my choice, was what the hell I was going to do about it. And that's what this week taught me. That life is always going to be about choices. You either make the right ones or you make the shit ones. I decided to make the one that was right for me. I decided to smile. Because I know what smiling can do. Even if you feel I'm smiling now. Even if you can't stop it. It's infectious. And I'm getting a little warm buzz. Because I'm smiling. Because that's what smiling does. Even if you're feeling low and you put a smile on, it just releases those happy chemicals that we always talk about, endorphins. It makes you feel good. It might be fleeting, but it works. So I decided to smile, knowing what I know. I then decided, because I was smiling, I was feeling good. I hadn't got a pot to piss in. I'd just lost 48% of last year's revenue in 2 days for the next 3 months. So I was online to be doubling, if not more, what I've done in 2019. But I thought, smile and see what happens. So because I was smiling, I then got clarity. So I then decided to start writing. Now I know I should post more often, but I'm one of life's great talkers. That's why I enjoy delivering training. It kind of plays to my strengths. But I started to write. And I started to write on a LinkedIn platform because it would limit me to a certain amount of words. And it was cathartic for me. It allowed me just to get my feelings out. Because when you work on your own, and when you're kind of in some odd self-isolation, because that is the thing, the right thing to do, there's no one to bounce off. So I decided to bounce off LinkedIn. Got a decent enough network, probably got 2,500 connections, probably don't even know 3/4 of them. I'm just a friendly guy who says yes to people, because I always think there might be an opportunity one day. So I posted to LinkedIn, called it Manic Monday. I told my story as condensed as I could, made me feel better, made me smile. That was the whole purpose of it. I then looked at my picture. It was like something from 2 years ago. I wasn't smiling, so I changed that. Then I looked at my backdrop on LinkedIn. That didn't really say happy, smiling, so I changed that. And then I got responses. I got people who had enjoyed what I'd had to say, because it made them smile. It made them feel a bit happier. On a day when the shit really was hitting the fan. Of course, that made me feel good, that my story was actually helping people as well as helping myself. Win-win. And I'd never had so much engagement from something I'd written on LinkedIn before. So I thought, right, okay, I'll do it again. So I did. Testing Tuesday. My goodness, it was a testing Tuesday, because that is when all the jobs that I thought I might have a chance of holding on to, they all dropped. But I knew they were going to drop. I knew they were going to drop. There was no shock. I'd kind of done my forward planning. So I knew what the figures were going to be. I knew the impact. So therefore I could deal with it, because I dealt with it internally. So therefore there was no recriminations. There was no repercussions. It was right, okay. You've got an empty diary. Lucky you. What are you going to do about it? So that word clarity came in. I was suddenly buzzing. And I mean really buzzing. Ideas were flying through my head. How could I do it? The business model I'd got wasn't going to work anymore. I love what I do. And I love working with all the associate companies that I work with, all the other great training providers, Ruby Star, Potential Unearthed, Adelta Development, Digital Advantage. I'm lucky. I work with some incredibly clever, spot-on, switched-on, smart people. And we deliver to some incredibly bob-on, switched-on, smart clients. But all those bookings had just been wiped out. Some of my own. So the face-to-face model, which I'd put so much stock into, so much faith and belief, had just disappeared in front of my very eyes. So, pivot, my head was telling me. Perspective. Practice what you preach. So that's what I'm doing. I'm now talking into a dictaphone as I'm driving up to get my kids. I'm going to start a podcast, just me. Might get some guests on board, probably fellow trainers. Tales of the Trainers, who knows what it might be called. Could be called I'm Fucked. The Only Way Is Up. Cake and Arts Party. I don't know. I'll come up with a name. Usually do. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start creating my content. Because I know out there are people who will get my content. I've seen it. When I train, I get good feedback. And yet I don't really do anything with it, because I feel like I've done my job. If people have got something from what I deliver and they can take that and use that, that's great. That's what I do. I'm here to help people to change their lives for the better, be that in business or be that in pleasure. But I've never really used it. Maybe it's time that I did. Maybe it's time that I realised that there are potentially more people out there who might like my style. I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's good. I don't really want to be. But I know there are people out there that I want to work with because of the way they are, because of their style. So I just now need to accept that if I'm going to survive and thrive in this world, this new brave world of online communications in terms of training, I have got to pivot, I have got to adapt and modify. And I've got to be proud of what I do and how I do it. Because people don't beat a path to your door. The ones that do have experienced you. It might have been in a breakfast meeting, It might have been in a workshop, or it might have been from some of the content that you've shared on LinkedIn or on Twitter or on a blog post. So that's me. I'm going to start changing me. I'm going to start changing my life for the better. I'm going to start practicing what I preach. Pardon me. No drink when you're driving, that's what they said. Well, not no drink when you drive, you know what I mean. So, this could be my first piece of content for a podcast about how I'm going to start making a difference to my life so I can start making more difference to other people's lives. Doesn't mean I'm going to give up on everything that I've worked for and worked with. But me relying on other training companies to feed me 85% of my time has got to change. And if anything, this week, this coronavirus has probably been the biggest kick up the arse that has come my way. And it's hideous that people have lost their lives. And I might lose my life. I don't know. But whilst I've got this life, I'm sure I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it shines. So when I look back on my life, no, sorry, I'll rephrase that. When people look back on my life, ideally my kids and the people that have come in contact with me, what they would write about me on my Wikipedia page would be fucking brilliant. And if I could come back, as in, if I could come back from the dead and read my own Wikipedia page in 100 years, I'd want to be proud as well. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going online. It's in place. I've been talking to various people. I've made some moves. Going to step out of my own comfort zone massively, because I've got a big comfort zone. I'm good at stepping out of it. I'm going to step out of it massively, like I've done before. I'm going to show people that if you want to work with me and follow my methods, you have to see that I've applied them as well. Therefore, you need to see that they work, that they're valid, that they're authentic, that it's not just textbook. I tell you now, I've not got any coaching qualifications. I've not got any ILM or CIPD or CMI or whatever other acronym that people throw my way. And yeah, I know that some businesses won't want to work with me. Fine, that's their choice, and I will always respect that. But what I have got, I've got the acronym of life. I've lived. I've had ups, I've had downs, but I've always bounced back. I've always had an inbuilt resilience. And so that's what I'm going to teach people. I'm going to share my experiences and my stories and all the things I've learned over the last 30 years working with some, God, 35 years. And I've worked with some brilliant people, Wayne Hemingway, Tom Bloxham, Michael DePaola, Joe Cowlin, Lou Banks. They're the ones that spring to mind. Tom Quigley. My God, we used to fall out, Tom. Never saw eye to eye, but you taught me some great lessons. Really good lessons that at the time I didn't quite get. I get them now. So thank you. Craig Killick. You were a pioneer. I didn't realise it at the time. I learned a very valuable lesson working with you. Thank you. So here I go. I best stop rabbiting because I've been yapping now for 40 minutes. I could probably fill another 50 minutes, but I don't want people to get alarmed or disillusioned or disinterested on my first podcast. That wouldn't be very good, would it? So I best get in touch with Vic Turnbull, the podcast queen. She's been banging on me to do this for ages. Apparently I've got a face for radio, which you get. But if that's what I've got, that's what I've got. So look out, world. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you with a box of tricks and a bag of goodies that I know work because they've worked on me. Now, I'm not just saying smile like you mean it is going to make the world change. it's going to save people's lives. Don't be daft. But what I am saying is that deep down, smiling is just what you see. It's the mechanics of what's behind the smile that's what I'm going to share with people. It's the mechanics of what's going on in that wonderful thing we call our brain. That's what I'm going to share with you. I'm going to condense it into bite-sized chunks over a period of weeks, so that when you've digested it, when you've heard it, when you've tested it, tasted it, and experienced it, and you've put it into practice, you too will be able to make your world a better place. And the people in your world will appreciate you for making it a better place. So, there you go. I probably need to find some kind of soundtrack and some weird gizmos to, you know, go at the front and at the back of this. And I do need a name. I don't think Fucks and More Fucks is probably appropriate. The Only Way Is Up. I did like Yaz, but again, that's a bit cheesy for me. Cake and Arse Party. It's kind of, it suits me. It's all gone pear-shaped. Got to say thank you to Cy Crompton for that one. That could work. But it's not gone pear-shaped. It's just another tipping point. A tipping point that deep down, I've created in myself. The catalyst has just been the shitstorm that's gone down across the world. If I don't react to it in the right way, I won't like reading my Wikipedia page in 100 years' time. I don't want to see, if only, why didn't he do? He could have done so much better. That was what used to be on my school report. I don't want that school report to be my lasting legacy. I want my lasting legacy to be, he gave it a go. He helped people to help themselves. He made a fist of helping people to change their lives for the better. And he did it with a bloody big smile on his face. Till the next time, chapter 2, here I come.